The high court ruling in a Michigan case says all state governments can ban affirmative action programs without violating the federal constitution. Glenn Grothman says he had planned to reintroduce a bill to do just that before the Supreme Court ruled, but now he says it has a much greater likelihood of passing.
It's something we plan to do next session after the re-election of Governor Walker. But no, there's no question that affirmative action is an idea whose time has come and gone, and right now it's offensive and it's very anti-business.
Grothman says businesses shouldn't have to consider race and gender in their hiring and firing decisions.
It is a huge amount of paperwork and sometimes results in hiring or promoting somebody you wouldn't otherwise. This is not something that businesses in other countries have to worry about, and it's something that ought to be ended immediately.
This week's court ruling may also fuel legal action against the University of Wisconsin, challenging its holistic admission process that does consider race as a factor. Edward Blum of the Virginia-based Project for Fair Representation says his group has gathered testimony from potential UW-Madison students who believe they were refused admission based on their race.
That's important because if we do launch litigation, these students will make up a nucleus of that litigation. Wisconsinites believe that universities like their flagship in Madison have an obligation to not use race and ethnicity.
UW officials declined to comment on yesterday's Supreme Court ruling. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.